Let's say that you're going to use affiliate partners and you're going to give 50% commission, which means that your partners for every sale that they make are going to get $500 and then you're going to get $500. You're not doing any more work. You're talking to 10 people, but instead of customers, you're talking to 10 potential partners who each have 10 potential customers.
You're listening to the Thought Leaders Business Lab, the podcast for coaches, thought leaders, and change makers who are ready to become the standout expert. If that's you, stay tuned because you're in the right place. I'm your host, Samantha Riley, and I want to help you build a successful business sharing your expertise, generate the impact and income you need to create your ideal lifestyle. It's time to make a difference and scale up. Are you ready? Let's enter the lab. Welcome to the Thought Leaders Business Lab, Laura. I am very excited to be diving deep into a very cool topic today, affiliates.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, if we're going to talk about affiliates, you are the person to talk about this with. You have done some really cool, you've worked with some amazing people, haven't you? Todd Herman, Selena Sue. You can drop all the names.
Yeah, Sam Riley. Oh, no. I worked with some really amazing people.
I know, right? Well, before we dive into this topic, why don't you share a little bit about, you know, the kinds of people that you work with and what exactly affiliates are? Like, let's get the foundation set.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. So I work with people that have an amazing offer. So they've got a digital course or an online product, they've got a membership, they've got some kind of package that they sell online, and they want to get it in the hands of more people so they can make more money, have a bigger impact. So that's who I work with. And I help them scale their offers with affiliates, which means that rather than by themselves going on social media, doing podcasting, writing emails. Like, I'm not going to tell you to not do those things, but not only do those things. And rather than paying for advertising, you are working with strategic partners. So people that also serve similar audiences who can then promote your offer to their audience. So there's often a commission split or some kind of an incentive for them to be sharing the offer, and you can reach a lot more people a lot more quickly and really scale and grow and have so much fun doing it, as you know, because you've
absolutely
done it.
and that was a perfect segue, because I think that this is so much fun when you do it the right way. However, I think on the flip side, when you do it the wrong way, it can be a real grind. It can be, there's lots and lots of things. So what we're going to talk about today is how to negate those things and how to get it in the right way so that it is fun. And I know we were talking about this before we started recording. Businesses are built on partnerships. So it is the easiest way to build, grow, and scale your business. It's how I've built all of my businesses right back since 1994. They may have been done in different partnerships. There's lots of different partnerships, but this is the best way to do it. And I know something that you and I chatted about months ago was the fact that we can make such a big impact, not just with our clients, but with our affiliate partners too. It's like this whole, I think it's the win-win-win-win method. Actually, why don't you explain that method before?
Yeah, the quadruple win. And it's so true. Like, obviously, we're getting more customers in the door. We're able to serve more people. We're making more money with affiliates when we have our offer being promoted by other people. So it's a win for us for sure. It's a huge win for the partner. I've been a partner for other people. I know you have too. Mm-hmm. You get to make more revenue promoting something that you care about. You get to serve your audience in a new way without needing to go create that thing. Mm-hmm. Like somebody else is an expert in that. And you're like, here you go. The audience member gets to win, the customer, because they're finding out about something they probably wouldn't have otherwise. They may be getting an additional bonus because they're purchasing through a partner. We can talk about strategies on that later, but they may be getting a new bonus. And then it's a win for the world because it's this beautiful ripple effect where when you partner strategically and values-based, like when I pay my partners, it's like I am just filled with gratitude and I'm sending them these dollars or whatever currency you're sending it in. I'm sending them these dollars. I'm here in the US. And they get to then grow their teams, put food on their table, donate to causes they care about. I mean, if you just like picture the ripple effect of these dollars just being spread between people you care about, like we can change the world. This is what changes the world. So I could go on.
I know, but and so could I, because this is what drew me to you. And it is this understanding. I think that there's a lot of money blocks out there, especially in the coaching world. And I think that when we really understand that, we can make such a great impact by creating this money flowing. Like, money's not meant to be stuck. It's meant to flow. It's meant to move. It's an action thing, you know. It comes in and it comes out. And that when we can do this, we really can change the world. And I know that, you know, this was something that Leon, my husband, and I sat down with last year and really looked into how can we create the biggest impact possible in our business. And one of the biggest gaps that we'd missed, and when we saw it, we were like, oh my goodness, how did we miss this for so many years, was not just we think about the impact that we're making with our clients, but all of a sudden we went, hang on a minute, by growing our team, how much of an impact are we making? You know, now there's other people that can now put their children through, you know, a good school, make sure that their parents are getting the healthcare they need. Like the ripple impact or the effect is so much more exponential. You know, the growth is exponential. And that's what I love about partnerships and affiliate partnerships. And yeah, it's just such a beautiful thing, not having to spend. I think people think that they can only grow their business by sending all their money to, you know, essentially Mr. Zuckerberg.
Yes.
It's not the only way to do it.
No, it's really not. And I haven't for years, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Something I wanted to touch on really quickly is that I think that a lot of people have got this real icky or unsure thing going on in the background about affiliate marketing. And I wanted to put it in a different way before we even start to get rid of these objections so people can really take in what we're talking about. For those who know, one of my first businesses was I had a chain of retail stores. And the way retail works, as we all know, is we, as the retailer, we purchase stock from a supplier, we put it on our shelf, we sell it. And usually we actually have to send money to the supplier before we've even sold it. Sometimes we send it after we've sold it. But essentially we're buying stock in and we're paying for that stock. And then we take the cream that's off the top. And that's how we make our money. And affiliate marketing is almost the same as that, except for a few little beautiful things, is that we're not paying out until it's sold. So it's even better. But again, we're buying or we're getting our ideal client, seeing where it is that they need to have more products or more education, and we're just putting it in front of them. So it's actually a service, and I want people to stop thinking about affiliates. It's got some really bad and yucky energy around it sometimes. Like, let's just wipe that from the table and know that this is the way business works. We get things, we serve our audience, and we get paid for it. That is essentially what business is.
Totally. And I think that some of the ickiness, I mean, it all comes in how you do things, right? Like, you could have, it's like the how is what matters so much, like how you're showing up and how you're serving. And if you're showing up in a values-based way, whether you're using partners, whether you're not using partners, I can guarantee you are stagnating the growth of your business. I don't know if stagnating is even an action word, but your business growth is stagnant if you are not considering partnerships. And it doesn't have to be affiliate partnerships. Like you said, there's so many types of partnerships out there. But like, we can go so much further together than we can alone. And you don't need to be the expert in everything. Like, oh, what a sigh of relief. Like, I can be an expert in affiliates while you are an expert in helping experts build their businesses. Like, it's just so beautiful. And I don't want to do what you do because you do it so beautifully. So I can send people your way. You can send people my way. And like, it's an ecosystem.
Ah, oh, I was just about to use that same word. That ecosystem is what it is. It's a group of people that are values aligned, coming together to serve for a greater good. That's how I see partnerships. And can you speak more into values? Because I think that this is a really important piece of the puzzle in making sure that we align and are drawn and create partnerships with the right people. I think that this for a lot of people isn't intuitive. So can you talk more into that?
Yeah, for sure. I would say that getting clear on your values, you know, in business, I mean, it's an ongoing process, right? Uh-huh. You're not just like, oh, integrity, and then calling it a day, like it's going on my website. It's something that you should be revisiting. Like, how are you living integrity every day? If that is one of your values, you know, every single day. And then when it comes to like, I'll just continue with that integrity one, but like, if that is a big value for you, then when you're deciding to work with partners, are they walking their talk? Are they following through on the things that they say they're going to follow through on? For me, integrity, and I would define what that means to you too. Like, for me, integrity would mean, if I'm out to dinner with somebody, are they treating the wait staff with the same kind of integrity and respect that they would anybody else on the planet? So to me, those things are really important. And I know we talked about, you know, before hopping on, like, would we have dinner with this person? Would we? And you said, you added a layer on it that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, I said, would you have that person not just to dinner, but would you have them at the dinner table with your children? Because I think that children, that's the filter that ends all filters.
And like, you know, I might swear sometimes in front of kids. So hopefully that doesn't ban me from tables. But it would ban me in some cases from some people who that's really doesn't drive with them. Because at the end of the day, when you're thinking about partners, and if you're like, oh, well, I don't understand why this is so important. And I will just say, it can be really easy to get like wooed in, I would say, by shiny objects and big numbers. And I've seen this time and time again. It's happened to me too. So like, no shame in it. But if somebody has a large email list, let's say 300,000 people, somebody's got a big YouTube channel, 17,000 people. I'm using these specific numbers because these are the numbers that my clients have been wooed by. And it's like, I don't exactly align with them. Like, maybe they didn't post something about Black Lives Matter when I wish they had, or maybe, you know, whatever it is, they're a little bit bro-y, but like, that's okay. They've got a big following, whatever it is. The promotion happens, or it happened in these two cases. And in one of them, they only made 5 sales on a 300,000 person list, and 3 of them refunded.
Oh, wow.
So as you can imagine, that partnership was then broken. Like, that person's never going to promote again. So what was really the point of breaking your values there? On the other one, they did send a lot of sales, but those people were just slightly the wrong fit clients. And they were, can I swear on here?
Yeah, go for it.
They were huge pains in the asses. Like, they're the worst customers ever. And it was because of that values misalignment. So sometimes you just trial and error, but I would make sure that you're really connecting with the people that you are partnering up with, because it's just not worth it otherwise.
Absolutely. And from that, if we're not aligned with the right partners, when people come into our world, they're going to be like, what? Like,
yeah.
It's not going to be a match. Like, I want to take one of your values, because I think this is something that you live through every cell of your body. And what I love about this is that there's no surprise when someone comes into your world, and that is fun. Like, fun is one of your values. Everyone that's in your world, it's like, okay, dad's party. If someone didn't have, you know, fun in their values, and they were all, you know, in the suit, and they were very serious about business, I could just imagine them being very uncomfortable in one of your dance parties. So that's, you know, the values alignment, but it also makes it very easy for you, it's like as a value, and I'm using one of your values, but our values are the filter to make every decision through, because I know even my genies created a document for you, and it was so easy for me because I went to the design team and went, okay, it's for Laura and it's got to be fun. It just right. there.
It helps with all decisions across uh-huh. your business for sure. And we do like, we like to dance.
It's fun. It is. Awesome. So one of the things that I see a lot of people struggling with, and I'd love to know if you see this too, is people who say, okay, well, this sounds really good. I want to get into partnerships because I want to really, you know, I really want to scale, I want to create a bigger impact, but I don't know who to ask. And then once I do have a list of people to ask, I'm too afraid to reach out and actually do the asking. Is this something that you see?
Oh, never. No, I'm just kidding. All the time. Yeah, I would say this is the biggest thing. And maybe our comments about this values alignment has you like, well, I don't even know who I would ask anyway. Like nobody with the 300,000 person list is coming and trying to promote me. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And if that's how you feel, I totally get it. And honestly, the most important thing is that you're aligning with people that know, love, trust you, know that you have something really valuable to offer. So I would start with the people that are closest to you. Who are your current students and customers and clients? They may already be referring people to you. And if you tell them, they're going to get an incentive for doing so. You're going to make it easier by providing them graphics and templated copy that they can send out to people. They'll be super pumped. You know, your business best friends and colleagues, like people who already know and love you. You don't need a lot of people, and you don't need people with huge audiences. I will give you an example from my own business. When we first launched our signature program, we did an internal launch. My goal was simply to do the launch. It was like, if one person buys, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So we made $15,000 our first launch. I was really happy. And then we had four partners make sales our next launch. So we did an internal, no affiliates. Second time we had four affiliates, not big names, not huge audiences. They were just reaching out to a few people. We four times our revenue and made $60,000. Mm-hmm. So just to give you an idea, like you don't need these huge numbers. You don't need these huge audiences. And you probably saw this too when you used affiliates. Mm-hmm. Did you find that people who had smaller audiences were still able to get on that leaderboard for you?
Absolutely. And let's take it, let's look at it from the way when I found you. So I was connected with you through a mutual friend of ours, and she had made a comment about you. Now this person, and we won't mention this person, but she listens and she'll hear this. she doesn't have a big list. She actually, I believe, didn't even email her list, but she was just talking about it. And she just sort of tagged me and went, hey, Sam, this is something that maybe you'd be interested in. And I went, cool, tell me more about it. She picked up the phone within 5 minutes and rang me and went, okay, this is what it is, blah, 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 blah. I went, oh, super interested in that. Let's do an introduction. And you and I talked and I started working with you. But that was, she was an affiliate partner. Mm-hmm. She didn't even email her list. It was purely, yeah. And this is where I think people get really, oh, you know, we must have a big list. It's not the case at all. And in actual fact, I think the beauty of partnerships in this way is that we're transferring the trust. And in actual fact, having those one-on-one conversations, like I understand that it's not entirely scalable at, you know, at the thousands mark, but right at the beginning, it's a beautiful way to get to transfer that trust that you've created with your audience and say, I trust this person. They're aligned with my values. You should chat to them because they can help you.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. I think the personal outreach is so beautiful. And we've seen people with no lists get on leaderboards that are higher up on the leaderboard than people with those thousands and thousands in their audience because of that commitment and excitement and trust level that they're really imparting. Mm. I feel like there was a second part to the question that I forgot. Oh, the how to ask.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So once you come up with their list, and it could be colleagues, it could be The other way to think about it is people who serve your audience, but in a slightly different way. So I could work with, tech platforms that, do affiliate tracking, for example, copywriters that work on launches. So you would think about it for your own business, who serves your client base before and after you or during. So come up with your list of names. And then from there, as you know, Sam, there are a lot of different strategies for reaching out.
Yeah.
Yep. And the biggest thing is I want you to, if you wouldn't feel comfortable like shooting them a text and saying, hey, I'm doing this promotion. Are you in? I would love to partner with you. If you don't feel comfortable with that, then I want you to give first. I want you to give generously. I want you to connect with them. I want you to ask them how they're doing. I want you to ask them what they're excited about. I want you to comment on their social media posts, listen and share their podcasts, and give generously and start connecting with people and start building real relationships until you get to that place. And it doesn't need to be like years and years, but if you are interested in doing an affiliate program or working with partners ever in your business, start now with building those relationships. And it may not be that like the same 10 people that you're giving generously to are the same partners that are going to promote you, but it's going to come back tenfold, I believe.
I agree with that. And I think that giving needs to be the intention needs to be in the right place. It can't be, well, I'm going to give to you and I expect this in return, because it never comes back in the way that you expect it. You have to let go of that, that force, I guess, to create something in the way that you think it's going to be created, and just allow it to happen the way that it's going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And then put that offer out there. People want to help you. I remember one time one of my friends here in Maine was doing a book launch, and we had a group of entrepreneur friends. And all of a sudden one day I saw all of them posting about her book launch on the same day. And I was honestly offended. I'm like, why didn't you ask me to post about your book launch? I totally would have done that. So like, people want to be asked and they want to help out.
Yeah. Totally. Once you have decided that you want to do your affiliate program, you've got some people to help. What about the tech? Can you just talk us through the tech that needs to be put in place? Because this is something that we both know scares the pants off people. And it's actually not that hard, is it?
It's not that hard. I will say there's not like, I wish, Sam, that I could be like, you have to use this platform. It is the best platform. It is the only platform to use until I create my own that does not exist. So I don't have that, but I will say it depends on the level that you're at. And I do have in the starter kit, which I know that your audience can grab. We've got these different levels laid out really beautifully, so you can see what can work for you. But if you're just getting started, and let's say that you are a coach and you can take a certain number of clients and you just want to rev that up, so maybe you get a wait list going, you can have a real simple spreadsheet and ask people, hey, where did you find out about me? Right? Like, I know one of my chiropractor friends does this in her office. It's part of their intake form. So you can do something simple like that. Actually, side note, caveat, in the health space, at least in the United States, it is illegal to give money for referrals. So just be aware of whatever legal ramifications are going on there. So I was just thinking about that because of that chiropractor friend. But so you could have a simple spreadsheet. Now, if you have a digital offering and you're using affiliate links, then you're going to want to use something with your shopping cart platform or your e-commerce platform, which I guess that's the same thing, your CRM, things like that. So we actually just switched over to Entreport. I'm not sure. What do you use, Sam?
I'm on Entreport as well.
Oh, you're on Entreport as well. Yeah. Entreport is great because it's all in one. They've got all the affiliate things that you need. So Entreport and Infusionsoft, those are like the Mac daddies, if you will. And then there's a lot of tech in between, but you really want to be able to scale with links. And that's when you would go for something like that.
Yeah. It makes it easier to follow along. But I love that you said that you don't have to start off with that, because I think that a lot of people look to, let's call them the gurus. Oh, that's the way they're doing it. And they've got a fully automated system and they're using all of this fancy tech. And I'm like, I remember my very first lead magnet when I found out about lead magnets. This was about in probably 2008. Like, seriously, hardly anyone was even on Facebook, but I was inviting people to a Facebook page, didn't really understand it that much. And I was asking people if they would like a free thing. And all I was doing was messaging them and saying, hey, what's your email address? And I'll send it to you. You know, thanks for joining my Facebook page. Would you like it? And they would send an email back. And people would go, well, that's not very scalable. Well, no, but I got 1,000 emails from doing it that way and I just manually added them in every day. Like, you know, think about where you're at and think about how you can start without getting caught up by the tech. And I think that's, you know, a really something that can really hold people back is thinking it needs to be, you know, I'm going to put it in air quotes, perfect. It needs to be the way that other people are doing it, because I think that just getting that first win on the board and even doing, you know, things through a spreadsheet is just completely fine.
Totally. Yeah. And we actually, for our first launch, we were not on Entreport, and we really wanted to be able to track leads. So who sent free leads to us to get our lead magnet? And that wasn't a capability for us to track that with our software at the time. So we just created a separate page, a separate landing page for every single partner. Now, that was, again, not scalable, but when we had four partners, it wasn't a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's talk about the money. Let's dive in here and have this conversation that makes some people feel a bit icky, but that's okay, because when you've got your earbuds in and you're listening, it's just you and me and Laura. So it's okay. You can take a breath. People can get really funny about saying, oh, but I can sell my program and take 100% of that. Or if someone else sells it, I may need to give them some money. I need to give them a commission. I want you, before we even dive into numbers, which I want to dive into a little bit, what can you say to that?
Yeah, I could say a lot of things. I would say that the first thing that I want you to think about is, and I don't, it might be kind of hard, so follow along with me. If you're not a math person, just bear with me. I promise that it's fun math. But if you, on your own, can make 10 sales by connecting with 10 customers. So whether it's on social, whether it's through email, whether you're knocking on doors, whatever it is, and you talk to 10 potential customers, you build a relationship with them and they buy your product. And let's say that your product is $1,000. So you talk to 10 people, you sell, and we're going to go with 100% conversion rate because you are a sales badass in this example. Okay, so you sell 10 products for $1,000 each. You've made $10,000. Go you. Nice work. Not going to retire on it, but excellent work. So you've done that. Now, let's say that you're going to use affiliate partners and you're going to give a super generous 50% commission, which means that your partners, for every sale that they make, are going to get $500, and then you're going to get $500. And mm-hmm. You might be like, I have to give away $500. But I want you to just think about a couple of things. So we're going to work with the same 10 people. You're not doing any more work. You're talking to 10 people. But instead of customers, you're talking to 10 potential partners who each have 10 potential customers. Still with me?
We're with you.
Okay, cool. So in that case, let's say that everybody's got 100% conversion rate. Again, sales badasses. So you talk to 10 people. They talk to 10 people. Now 100 people have purchased your offer, have purchased your program. And yes, you are spreading the wealth to those 10 people with 50% commission, which means that overall $100,000 is coming into your business. You are paying out to those partners $50,000. And with that $50,000, they can grow their business, pay their team, feed their families, donate to causes they care about. So you're spreading the wealth to $50,000. You get to keep $50,000. You have 100 gorgeous people to serve and love up on and potentially sell other things down the line. And so that's a 5X just internally of what you've made. Mm-hmm. Alone, you sold 10 products, $10,000. With people, you made $50,000 and you got to spread the wealth of $50,000. I know that was a math problem, like math thing, but hopefully everybody followed that. Like, it's so worth it and so beautiful. And it's not paying Mark Zuckerberg, like you said.
Exactly, exactly. And if your programs are leveraged, which is something that I 100% think that every coach should have, leveraged programs, you are working a little bit harder. I do get that. You're now onboarding 100 people instead of 10, but you're not working any harder in the delivery. And then from there, how many more referral partners are you creating? How many more, different projects are you creating? How many of those people are you able to sell their programs to then serve your clients even better? Which is what I love as well, is that when we attract people that are aligned to us, I kind of like to keep them within that little space. I'm very, very careful about who I refer my clients to, because I want to make sure that they're looked after, because I've built that trust with them. I'm not just about to go handing that off. So it creates, and this goes back to what you were talking about right at the beginning, the ecosystem, where it exponentially grows in all different areas. It doesn't just grow your business, but it grows everyone else's business as well.
Totally. Yeah, it is. It's such a beautiful thing. And if you are thinking, like, if you have a done for you service or something like that, and the 50% commission is like, I could never, I totally get it. Sometimes you have hard costs to your business. And so it depends on the industry. It depends on where you're at. Like, I've seen commissions go from 10% to 50%. So, it might not be 50%. It's just an easy one for the example.
Exactly. Exactly. I liked that you used hundreds, thousands and 50%. My brain could work with that. I want to talk about what makes a successful affiliate campaign, because I've certainly been affiliates for people before and it has been a mess. I haven't enjoyed it. It just doesn't work. I have no idea what's going on. Can you share a little bit about what does make a successful affiliate campaign? Because I think that this is one of my favorite pieces about what you teach.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So we haven't really talked about the 4-phase system yet, but for sure, once a partner says yes, that's really the beginning, as you know. So in the 4 phases, it's attract. So you're attracting the right partners, your values aligned, they believe in you. Then you want to activate them. So that's from when they say yes until they start promoting. So attract, activate, and then amplify is actually during the promotion. And then appreciate. And it's a cycle. So if you are having trouble attracting partners, we talked about generosity. So you'll just go back a step and start with generosity and appreciation for the humans in your life. Mm. So attract, activate, amplify, appreciate. I'm like, what is my phases again? So a good activate and amplify campaign, you're going to provide beautiful assets to your partners. So we mentioned before providing swipe copy. So it's really easy to share, providing images, telling them the exact dates that you want them to share, just making everything so easy. Because let's face it, people are so busy. Mm. They're extremely busy. They're not blowing you off. They're not like hating on you. Like, you just need to lay it on a silver platter for them. So I recommend that in every single communication with your partners, with your affiliates, every single email, provide their link. Here is your affiliate link. Once again, it doesn't matter if you're sending 10 emails or 100 emails, I want you to provide that link every single time. Provide the swipe copy right in the email. We did that just today, actually. It was like, here's your link, here's the copy. So you can just copy and paste. You don't have to click anywhere. You don't have to log in anywhere. We do have things that you can click to, but it's right there. Super duper easy. So I would say that's my biggest tip and the one that people don't follow. that often.
We were just having a chat before this about a recent campaign that I was part of, and I was seriously, I remember sitting in Gmail trying to figure out where to find these logins in this swipe coffee copy for about 20 minutes before I just threw my hands in the air and went, I don't have time for this. It was so difficult. And I think that being empathetic and realizing that everyone is just as busy as you are, and really like taking them by the hand and making it easy for them, is the number one thing that you can do. And your partners will appreciate that.
Totally. Yeah. We get emails back every time. Like, thank you. I've lost the link. And I actually was part of the same promotion that you were on, and I couldn't find my login, and so I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yep, same one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's really important to actually, you know, that for me was a really great learning lesson, though. And I believe that every single experience that we go through in our business is a learning lesson. And some of them are learnings that you say, I'm going to take that learning and apply that. And some of them are, I'm going to take that learning and make sure I never do that. So in the last few months, I've had both ends of the spectrum. It makes for a really deep learning experience.
Totally. And the reason that I'm like so knowledgeable about affiliate programs is because of all the mistakes I've made. Like, I'll just throw that out there. Like, I've made some epic errors behind the scenes of some of these huge launches. So that's why I'm so dedicated to what I do.
Yeah. And I just want to touch on that very, very quickly, because a lot of people, and let's go back to that, you know, the gurus, the people that are successful, there's been mistakes and they were still successful campaigns.
Yes.
And I think that's a really important piece, because sometimes, and I'm going to say it might just be me, but I'm pretty sure it's not. You know, we can make mistakes and think, oh my goodness, I'm not good enough. I've got to stop. I can't go any further. Where in actual fact, it's just like, it happens to people all the time, and you just got to go, oh, whoops. You know, sometimes there's apologies that need to be made, and you just move on. You know, no one's going to lose a life over it.
Exactly. I love, I don't know if you follow Adrienne Dorison at all of Run Like Clockwork, but she says all the time to her team and everybody, like, we're not creating air, or we're not creating oxygen. Uh-huh. So yeah. It's okay.
I love that. We're not creating oxygen. Yeah. So what? The whole email list got the email that wasn't meant to go to them. Like, whatever. In actual fact, it's probably a really great opportunity to open up a conversation with some people you haven't spoken to for a while.
Exactly.
I love it. So we've talked about, you talked about, you know, what is affiliate marketing, asking for help, talked about the tech a little bit, your four-step system, some successful marketing tips, but there's just so much more, and we don't have the time to go into it today. And I know you've got a beautiful resource that you've put together, which is so in-depth. When I saw this, I was like, whoa, this is awesome. It's like, so amazing. Can you please share a little bit about what that resource is that you've put together?
Yeah. And you referenced it earlier in a different way. So this is the resource that your genies were actually able to help design, which I'm so grateful for. It looks amazing. And that is a Create Your Affiliate Program Starter Kit. So if you heard the math example and you're like, I want a 5X my revenue by using partners or whatever it is, then I would definitely recommend checking it out, because we go into, is your offer right for partners, ready for partners? The tech, like I said, we give examples of which phase you're at and which tech platforms you could be using. We have one platform that I want to make sure that you never use ever. That's in there. So it also helps you come up with names to invite people into your partner program. And there's a getting started checklist. So you can get that at laurasprinkle.com/Sam.
That's a nice, easy one to remember. We will definitely put that link in the show notes as always, but laurasprinkle.com/Sam is so easy to remember. And like I said, I've seen this and I thoroughly recommend it. It's a very detailed document that just maps it all out right in front of you so you know exactly what needs to happen. Laura, if there was one thing that you would like to leave our listeners with today about affiliate programs that's going to finish off this episode in an amazing box with a beautiful sparkly bow, what would that be?
That's a lot of pressure. I would say that the sparkly bow really is that you can do this. People want to help you. And you've got an amazing offer. Like, I know that you are listening and you can see the transformation. You can see the results that your clients have had. And I know that you want to make a huge impact in the world. I know that you want to make a lot of money too while you're doing it and have a lot of fun. And partnerships, I found, is the number one way to do it. You can do it quicker. You can quicker. I don't even know if this will the proper language to use, but you can do it more quickly.
It is for us.
More quickly, more easily. And I just highly recommend it. And I just want you to know that you can do it.
Love it. Laura, thank you so much for coming into the lab and chatting with us today. And best of luck with 2021. Let's hope it's not quite as crazy as 2020.
Here's hoping. Thank you so much, Sam. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to the show. Whenever you're ready, here are three ways I can help you. Number one, grab a free copy of the Thought Leaders Positioning Checklist over at samanthariley.global/checklist. Number two, check out my inner circle for coaches, experts, and change makers over at samanthariley.global/inner circle. Or number three, connect with me to discuss how I can work with you on a more personal or a one-on-one level at hello@samanthariley.global. I look forward to hanging out with you here again on Thursday, right here on the Thought Leaders Business Lab.